From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com joins us to give us some health tips on how to get through the season, the holiday season. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach back with us, joins us every 6 weeks from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to tonight. Slam it and set another record, and he's with us this holiday season, giving us some tips on how to stay healthier. Doc, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for the hospitality. It's very exciting, all the great things we have for the earth and the people on it, and I can't thank you enough for all the great things that you and your team does.
What a great time of year. I just love this season, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, there's so many things that we see happening for the good. And I'm just so proud of you and your team and so proud of my team because we're all part of it.
A little like Thanksgiving, a holiday season during Christmas, people tend to eat a little bit more than they normally do. And any suggestions for people?
Well, yes. When you eat a lot, that means that you're missing something. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And so if you're taking your supplements, okay, I grew up on a farm and we're going to the doctor, you know, like once a month or once every 6 months and getting shots and vaccinations and all this and the other. And all our cows and pigs and sheep, chickens and turkeys didn't have to do all that. They were getting all their vitamins and minerals in their alfalfa pellets. And so they were getting their defenses were being shored up because of all the nutrition they were getting. And we weren't taking any vitamins and minerals. I asked my mom, how come we're not taking any vitamins and minerals like the calves are? And she says, well, they need it. Well, don't we need it? No, you're getting your vaccinations. Oh. And so when I was just, as, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years old, my father was a champion boxer. And so I went to the gym with him, and he and the people at the gym, all the other boxers, are taking all these vitamins and minerals. And so I said, I want to do that like all the boxers. Okay? And it's one of those things where taking the vitamins and minerals builds your immune system up. And you ever hear of Thomas Edison?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison pulls a switch in New York City and turns on electricity. Well, in 3 months' time, people in America started dying like flies. They're getting all these diseases they'd never heard of before.
Interesting.
Because we were getting our vitamins and minerals from the ashes, from the wood, burning the wood, and also the coal being burned in the stoves and the fireplaces. We're putting the wood ashes and coal ashes into our food as a spice and putting it into the gardens as a fertilizer. But as soon as electricity came, we lost that. Now, that goes back in writing to 2 million years ago. Okay, 2 million years ago, that's when the old Bible was written, okay? And, or two, it's not 2 million, 2,000, excuse me, 2,000 years ago. And the old Bible was written, and they talked about places called the land flowing with milk and honey. And this is where people lived to be 150, 200, 300, 500. How come they're living so long in those places? Well, it's a God thing. Well, that's right. I'll give God all the credit. But when I started learning about that and looking at Saul, you know, I was in agricultural school, looking at all the surveys, what was going on in those places, the land flowing with milk and honey. The mountains, the glaciers were grinding up the rocks, creating a white dust which came down in the streams on the side of the mountains, and it looked like milk. And so as the land flowing with milk coming down the side of the mountain, it wasn't cow's milk, it was glacial milk. Okay, and fertilizing. Well, when we went to electricity, that all went away. We gave up tens of thousands of years worth of taking vitamins and minerals. Suddenly we had none. And so that's the basic part of the story.
Well, Doc, you provide great information to a lot of people. And can you over-supplement?
Well, you can drink too much water. You can over-supplement. And so, but most people are not going to over-supplement because they're afraid of spending too much money and all that kind of stuff. And like everything else, you can overdo it. But if it says take three twice a day, take three twice a day. Don't take six a day. Don't take six twice a day. Take three twice a day, as the directions say. And, of course, I've been doing this since I was 3 years old. That's when I was going to the gym with my dad, and I was kind of sneaking some of his stuff at the gym. And then the next year I got big enough, my mom and dad started giving me my own vitamins and minerals when I was 4 years old. And that's how I got into the consciousness of taking supplements.
Got emails rolling in for you, Doc. One from Jose in New York, and he says, how much water can somebody actually drink in one sitting following like a workout?
Well, following a workout, I would do more than just water, okay? And you want to be, because sweat is not just water. Sweat is a, just a minute. Cut the noise in the background.
We're good, Doc. I don't hear anything.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Where are you, in some local pub?
Actually, local pub is my kitchen.
Okay. Anyways, so, water.
Yeah. So you can overdo water and overhydrate, and so you dilute your things flowing around in your bloodstream, and you become anemic because you're taking too much water in. Okay? Or you'll urinate too much, and you'll lose whatever vitamins and minerals you do have in your bloodstream. And so you can overdo water. You can overdo salt. You can overdo anything. And it's one of those things where you have to start out following the labels. And, of course, I started taking, like, I think it was like 15 different vitamins and minerals. Right now I'm taking 50. I take 50 different ones a day. I take three of each twice a day. And I'm 85 years old now. And most people think when they look at me that I'm in my 50s. In my voice, I don't sound like a decrepit old 80-year-old guy.
Not at all. But you think, I have heard where people drink too much water and they get sick.
Well, that's true, because they dilute their chemicals in their bloodstream, the chemistry, the vitamins, minerals, all the enzymes. If you drink too much water, you're diluting everything. You're superhydrating, which is wrong. Okay, and so water can be a very, very bad thing if you're drinking too much of it. I'm not even talking about drowning. I'm talking about just drinking water all day. And so you have to really watch it. And so this is where getting down, sitting down, doing a program. And that's where we started the Youngevity program. And, of course, the whole idea was to get the information out there. And I have 27 best-selling books now. 27 best-selling books. One of them, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I've sold over 347 million copies of that. 20 million of the CD of that same story. And the DVD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I don't know how many millions we've sold of that one, but it's my best lecture I've ever given, and I've given thousands of lectures. And so we're very excited about that because people are calling. They're wanting to know where we can get this, where we can get that. They're calling wanting to know, should they start giving their kids vitamins and minerals? Well, how old is your kid? My kid's 6 years old. He's taking vitamins and minerals? No, he's just eating well. Well, that won't work. You cannot eat well because if you look at the apples from the East Coast, Central United States, mountain areas, West Coast, if you do an analysis of apples, if you do an analysis of potatoes, if you do an analysis of peas, they're all going to be different because of the difference in minerals in the soil in the different places. Plants do not make minerals. Plants only need three. We do not make minerals, but we need 60. We need 60. So if you're eating well and you're not supplementing to make up that difference, you're only getting 3 or 5 or 6 or 8 or 10, guess what? You're going to wind up with arthritis. You're going to wind up with osteoporosis. You're going to wind up with high blood pressure. You're going to wind up with son of a death syndrome. You're going to wind up with all kinds of stuff. I'm eating well. Why am I getting all these problems? Well, that's because you're not getting the nutrients. You're getting calories. So you're filling up on the calories, but you're not getting the nutrients. So the only way you can guarantee to get the nutrients is do for yourself what you do for your car or your truck. Do you just put dirt in your gas tank? No. You put high-quality gasoline, okay, in there. Same way with yourself. You need to be taking the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And that way you're guaranteeing you're going to get the basics and the optimal relationships. And then, of course, we have what we call secret sauces. If you have arthritis, you take the secret sauces along with the 90 essential nutrients, and the secret sauces will speed up the healing. It'll rebuild the cartilage quicker. If you have some of my favorites are for the heart, okay? People are all scared about their heart. My doctor said I got a bad heart. Well, take your 90 essential nutrients, and then we have about a half a dozen different secret sauces for the heart, for congestive heart failure, for the valves of the heart, which are made out of connective tissue, like your knees, okay? And of course, it's called glucogel, and it rebuilds the valves in your heart. We have all that stuff.
You do a great job with it. Doc, we're going to take a short break. We're going to open up the phone lines early for you and next hour as well. The lines are now open. We're going to take your calls when we come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And if you miss what he says, the advice he gives somebody or you, call this number. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, and we will be back in a moment with your calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to, set a world record and slam it. There's great information there. You can send emails to Doc Wallach and Ben Fuchs about things and we're going to take your calls this half hour and all of next hour. So you're all ready for Christmas, Doc?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course, you know, we have a lot of kids and grandkids, and of course, we have a community here in California. We have a community all in the United States. We actually have communities in 81 countries, and so we're getting communications, we're getting gifts, we're sending gifts. It's like crazy. And, of course, it's a great gift to be on during the holidays with you and your team.
Well, you do a great job for us. The calls are rolling in. Let's go to Lewis in Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. Lewis, thanks for calling. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, George. Long-time listener. I really appreciate your service and your team. Can't get over some of the good things that you guys produce out there.
Thank you, Lewis.
I just want to tell you that it would be a good thing, I think, if you had, like, free call-in days or parts of the show that would be dedicated to cancer callers only, and that what they do to help kick cancer or kick diabetes or kick heart disease and what they've done, you know, for themselves, I think that would be a great thing.
It's a great idea. We'll do that one night. Thank
you. Okay, bradycardia. My brother has bradycardia, which is low heart rate. 25 to 30 beats a minute. A local president of the university here has Huntington's disease. It's like a Parkinson's type disease, uncontrolled jerky movements. And I'm trying to suggest things for him. And I have a cousin with atrial fibrillation, and I was wondering what we could do for him also. So if Doc, you can give me some suggestions, I really would appreciate it very much.
Doc's low heartbeat, possible Parkinson's disease, and AFib.
Okay, well, let's start out with Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is not a genetic thing. It's not an aging thing. And it's something we can get rid of in weeks. I don't care. We have cases where people had it for 11, 12 years, 15 years, getting worse and worse and worse, and the doctors are, you know, giving them an exam every couple of months and say keeping all the records and saying to their family, look, the end is near here. They could die tonight in their sleep, so you better make all the arrangements. And so one of the relatives of this lady by the name of Claudia calls me and says, Melinda, Melinda O. Madeline O. That's just got it right after 1,000 people. Madeline O, her last name, begins with an O. If we gave her last name, she'd have 1,000 people on her front lawn.
Yeah, don't do that, though.
So at any rate, they call me and says, is there anything we can do for her? The doctor says she could die tonight. says, look, get her off all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rice, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbon drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. Get her on two of our healthy brain and heart packs. That's our big hammer, the big, all the 90 essential nutrients in it. Have her take a full dose twice a day. And then I also want you to give her our I-26. Our I-26 rebuilds the white matter of the brain and spinal cord, which make up 85% of your brain weight and your spinal cord weight. And they did. They came and they got some of the stuff.
I like that stuff, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I take
I-26.
I like the let's see here, the French vanilla, but we also come in banana, coconut, and all kinds of great stuff. We kind of have the chewables, we have the capsules, we have the powder. At any rate, this guy comes and gets this for his mom, okay? And in 3 months, she goes in for her quarterly physical. The doctor says, well, all these test results are normal. That must be somebody else's stuff. And so they said, come back tomorrow, we'll run all this. They re-ran all the tests, they're all normal again. So I don't know why, but she don't have Parkinson's disease anymore. After 11 and a half years, it's gone.
Amazing, amazing.
Okay, and so this is all documented under medical writing, and we have a flip chart. And this flip chart has a lot of famous people who have undergone miraculous cures for all kinds of diseases that didn't have a cure. And so this flip chart, we sold out. We're in the process of printing another 1,000 or whatever it is, the flip charts. We have pictures of these famous people, you know, like, people like the guy who did the stuff with kids with muscular dystrophy.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, you got it. Okay. And Jerry Lewis, okay, we gave him all the information why we were able to get rid of muscular dystrophy. After they had spent billions of dollars, you know, studying the research of their genes and all that kind of stuff. So we had six families that were able to cure their kids that had muscular dystrophy. He took all that information to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis, put a gag order on him so that he couldn't tell the world that we had found the cure. Okay, so.
Now, what about a slow heartbeat?
Okay. Well, it's bradycardia, slow heartbeat. Okay. We have what we call de-stress capsules. It's for congestive heart failure, bradycardia, and that goes along with the 90 essential nutrients. And it has done miraculous results with literally thousands of people all over the world. Okay. It's called de-stress, capital D like David - stress. And that's because it has the nutrients in it that the heart specifically requires, and then the 90 essential nutrients has everything the heart requires, and get away from the bad stuff, it all comes right. And the human body has been given all the stuff that's necessary to respond to the nutrients. And the heart is one that's important because you can live without an arm, you can live without a leg, you can live without an ear. You can't live without a heart.
You can't live without a heart, that's for sure.
So you have to have all the right stuff. And so we have these programs now we've been doing for over 25 years for the heart. We have an enormous amount of experience, and that's why I have 27 best-selling books that cover these things. And so why do doctors keep going with what they do? Well, doctors know that people complain about the pain, the misery, the symptoms. And so they come up with these drugs to relieve symptoms and pain, and the patients are very happy, and they'll get on those drugs, and they'll be on them every month for 3, 5, 8, 10, 12 years before they die, okay? And it's one of those things where the patient was happy because they got rid of the symptoms. The doctor was happy because he got 12 years of income off that patient. But if they had done everything right, got rid of the bad foods, take the 90 essential nutrients plus the secret sauces for that particular issue, that person could live another 25 to 50 years.
And then AFib, which is an electrical issue, isn't it, Doc?
Yeah, atrial fibrillation, exactly right. You got that 100%, George. It's AFib, and it's an electrical thing. We actually have another product called Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. It gets the blood flowing into the heart, blood flowing into the kidneys, blood flowing into the liver, blood flowing into the brain and spinal cord, And it lowers the blood pressure, gets the blood flowing through even blocked arteries. And it's one of the things when people have these issues like bradycardia, tachycardia, which is fast heart rate, they always, and high blood pressure, they always get the program that has that issue in it.
And, Lewis, let me give you the number to call in case you missed anything that Doc just said. 1-855-949-7234. There are operators there and staff members taking notes to what Doc is saying. So in case you're driving your car or you're in bed and you can't write this down, call that number. Call it now. You can call it tomorrow, and they'll give you the information. Next up, let's go to Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. Hello, Harry.
Hey, George. Hey, Doc. I got a real bad situation for you here. It's somebody here in town had a dental infection or from a pulled tooth. They pulled it, and they got an infection. She can no longer bend her knees. And the doctors are saying in 13 months she'll be bedridden. And
my
I said,
God.
You know what? Let me see what I can do. So I'm calling you. What do you think?
Okay, first of all, how old is this woman?
I'd say in her 60s.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Now, does she have any other complaints? Does she have any ringing in her ears or dizziness where she needs a cane or a walker or something like that?
No, she hasn't had any of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason why I'm asking about that is when people have things going on with their face, their upper jaw, their lower jaw, their hearing, buzzing in the ears, balance problems. They actually lose their sense of smell. Their voice changes. This is because they get osteoporosis of the skull.
And right.
There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. 12 come out one side of the skull. 12 come out the other side of the skull. The spinal cord comes out of the back of the skull. And the skull goes from being a quarter of an inch thick, which is normal, to an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. And that extra connective tissue fills up those tunnels that all those nerves in the spinal cord are going through and puts pressure on them, and you start getting problems. For instance, the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, goes all the way down to your toes, and all the way along the way from the skull all the way down to your toes, it has a branch coming out, going into the heart and into the lungs, into the liver, into the stomach, and so forth. And it has all these symptoms, and the doctors love it because they get to do surgery here, there, and yon. And that's not right. The problem. The problem is the osteoporosis in the skull. So what she needs to do, if she's 60 years old and you say she weighs 100 and what?
I don't know the weight.
Okay, let's go by 100 pounds. Every 100 pounds, she needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month, okay? If she weighs 110 pounds, it'd be one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Take a half a dose of everything at breakfast, half a dose of everything at dinner time. She needs to take the I-26. She needs 3 doses a day of the I-26 to rebuild the white matter in the brain and the spinal cord. She needs the Cal-Tati, okay, to help rebuild the skull so that the skull is going back to the normal quarter-inch thick, taking the pressure off the nerves and spinal cord. And it's one of those things where miracles happen here. We see this all the time, all over the world now.
Doc, how long does it take for these ingredients, supplements, to kick in?
Well, it depends on the person. If they're very good about staying away from the bad foods and they're not having interference with absorption, they can see things going on in 3 days, 5 days, 2 weeks. But I always say, give me 90 days, okay? Give me 90 days, because if they have been eating bad foods for years and years and years and years and their intestines are all messed up, it's going to take a month or so to heal the intestines. If you give up the wheat, brown oats, and buckwheat and that kind of stuff, they got to be given up for life. You can't go back to them when you're feeling good. Okay, and it's one of those things where there's so many of these diseases that people get that doctors love to do surgery because you're ringing in the ears. We're going to take out your eardrums and all that kind of stuff. We'll give you hearing aids and so forth. And so they get all this surgery and devices for the patient. And the patient's happy, but then they die in their 70s. Right now, the life expectancy of an American is like 75.7, okay? The Pakistanis in Pakistan, they're the longest-lived people on Earth now. The Hunzas, part of the Pakistani community, and their villages in the, in the Hunzas in the Himalayan mountains is 122.
122?
Yes, that's their average lifespan. And there's many of them who live to be 150, 200, 250, and so forth. They're the longest-lived people on Earth right now. Pakistanis, not Americans, not the English, not the Germans, not the Italians.
What are they doing?
They're living on the land flowing with milk and honey. They're living in by these mountains and getting all these minerals coming down out of the mountains.
They're getting natural supplementation, aren't they?
The land flowing with milk and honey, just like in the Bible 2,000 years
amazing.
Ago.
Tom's got a text and tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, John in Cleveland would like to know if you can recommend a certain brand of yogurt, one that's healthier than, say, the other ones.
I eat a lot of yogurt, okay? And I like one that's 100% dairy. You know, you don't want any wheat, butter, or oats in it, right?
You're the gluten hater.
And so, well, gluten will destroy your life. And the quality of your life and shorten your life, that's for sure. And so, you know, back 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, when people were starving, you'd have bread and wheat and all that, and buckwheat pancakes and all that kind of stuff.
Minute to go, Doc, before the break.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, to deal with this, you need to, take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. That's along with the 90 essential nutrients. And that's going to get blood flowing into the brain, into the heart, into the liver, into the kidneys, into the lungs. And again, I like the de-stress capsules for anything going on with the heart or blood pressure. And 35% of Americans have high blood pressure, diabetes, and abdominal obesity.
All at the same time.
35% of Americans have this.
That's crazy. Doc, we're going to take a short break and come back and chat more with you and take final hour of phone calls next.